Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Wesley Sharp. I got a letter from y'all about funding and all, or loan.
Oh, okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yep.
Okay, can I get that number?
2411-3201-0001-3496.
All right, let me go ahead and pull up your file here, see what we're working with. And what's the name of the business you're with, Wesley?
It's probably one of two, because one I want to switch the name out of, that's C&M Trucking, and I want to start a new company because of some issues. And the new company would be LKB Trucking.
Okay. And we have the address at 2893 Bumpus Road. Is that correct?
I need to change that. Well, that's where C&M was at, but I need to change that. The address would be 2871, and the rest of it's the same.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll just update that real quick so we're on the same page here. All right. And then what is the structure of the business? Is it an LLC, or what's it look like?
Well, it's probably going to be incorporated. I've not got it that far along with the LKB. I had got far enough along to get it registered as a company name. I'm basically having to start from, start over again.
Okay. New name, all right. Okay, and for C&M Trucking, how long has that been in business?
It had been in business for 10 years, a little over 10 years.
Okay.
And it just got out of it and got a job, and I was going to use to run for a while longer. And this past year, I just didn't have any income, so I just showed no income for the year on my taxes. So I need to change the name, to start back up.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what exactly are you looking for here? Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can try to point you in the right direction.
I'm looking for somewhere around the $40,000 range. I need to do some work on the truck I've got, get tags, insurance, and I'll set back up on it. And then I'm going to lease it on with the company I'm actually driving for now as a company driver. And I need to pay off a few other debts that I've got that related to the C&M account.
Okay. All right. So now the new business, it hasn't been formed, hasn't had any cash flow yet. Is that the case?
No, it's not had any cash flow because I can't run the truck right now until I get it fixed.
I
gotta have tires and stuff like that. I mean, it's not a major overhaul or nothing like that. It's just I run it till I couldn't run it no more.
Okay.
Without spending money and then the business that I was working with, I just couldn't stay with them without it. So that's why I took the company job. Plus, I needed to get some IR stuff straightened out.
Sure. Okay. Now, for C&M, you said you haven't been, you pretty much got out of it. You took the company driving job. And how long has that been?
I actually took the company driving job October of 14.
Oh, okay.
I just actually switched jobs just here recently because company I was with, I couldn't lease a truck on, and it was not completely driving. It was a lot of manual work.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a job that I don't have to do that no more.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, so, you know, some initial feedback for you here. I see what you're going for. Now, the only issue is the programs that we have here, we'd be looking at the unsecured cash, like, you know, the working capital programs. Now, those are tied directly to the business bank account. So, really, the way that it works is we lend you money based on your cash flow that you have for the business. So, if you have been, you know, not generating a cash flow and been out of the business for a little while and are looking to start a new business, there's really not much that we can do for you, just because it would be based off of the most recent 6 months of your cash flow, and with not having anything there, you're not going to be able to qualify for the programs. Now, going forward with the new company, as far as, you know, getting unsecured cash, there's really not much that we can do because there's no cash flow to base it off of.
Right.
Now, you could potentially qualify for traditional financing for the equipment, but there's a few issues with that as well because the time in business is a major factor on that.
Right.
So really right now being in between, you know, the C&M, you know, being shut down for a little while and not having any cash flow pretty much eliminates that from being able to get the financing. And the new one, with it not being formed yet, you know, we're not going to be able to do anything on that one either. So you're kind of in an in-between place, at least for our programs. You know, at the current time, there's not much that we can do for you. Just because, like I said, it's based on the recent 6 months of cash flow for the business, and neither of those are going to show anything right now. So we really wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I just didn't know for sure, but don't call and ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, that's what we're working with here. You know, if you get a couple months of cash flow going, then there's definitely something we can do. We usually can do, you know, 10 to 15% of what would be your yearly gross revenue. But right now, with nothing in the prior 6 months, we just don't have anything to base it on, so we can't do it.
Right. Okay. I understand. I guess I need to try some of these startup loans.
One limb. That probably would be your best bet at this point. And then once you establish... Usually, I think the minimum we can do is about 4 months. So if you're able to establish 4 months, then we can revisit it, and there will definitely be some options for you there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call, Wesley. I hope, wish you the best, and, you know, feel free to give us a call back if you have any questions or, you know, you get a little further down the line and like to see what the options are.
All right. I'll see what I can do then.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Wesley.
Thank you.